Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. In the afternoon of Friday, 10th of July, Pope Benedict XVI received in audience the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Prior to this audience, the President also met with the Vatican's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, and the Vatican's Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Dominique Mamberti. During their cordial exchanges, the conversation turned first of all to questions which are in the interest of all and which constitute a great challenge for the future of every nation and for the true progress of peoples, such as the defence and promotion of life and the right to abide by one's conscience. Reference was also made to immigration, with particular attention to the matter of reuniting families. The meeting also focused upon matters pertaining to international politics, especially in light of the outcome of the G8 summit, which has just taken place in the city of L'Aquila. Conversation also focused around the peace process in the Middle East, on which there was general agreement, and other regional situations as well. Certain current issues were then considered, such as dialogue between cultures and religions, the global economic crisis and its ethical implications, food security, development aid, especially for Africa and Latin America. The issue of drug trafficking was also touched on. Finally, the importance of educating young people across the world in the value of tolerance was also highlighted. My colleague Irene Lagan tells us more.
President Obama's parting words to Pope Benedict Friday were that he looked forward to future strong relations between the United States and the Holy See. Pope Benedict told the president he would pray for him.
We look forward to a very strong relationship between us.
The police presence has been tight around the Vatican this week, as heads of state and government took advantage of the Group of Eight summit in L'Aquila, central Italy, to seek audiences with Pope Benedict. But none was as anticipated as this first encounter between the Pope and the American leader. The president arrived shortly after 4 p.m. local time in a motorcade direct from the G8 summit high in the central Apennines to the St. Damaso courtyard below the papal apartments, where an honor guard of the Swiss Guard and the papal household awaited him, led by Monsignor James Harvey. After a brief meeting with the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, he was led to the ornate papal throne room where Pope Benedict was waiting to greet him.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor for me. Thank you.
While pictures were being taken at the start of the meeting, the Pope immediately asked President Obama about the summit, to which the President replied, "It was very productive, particularly today." Doors were then closed to the outside world while the Pope and the President retired for private discussions lasting more than 20 minutes. Emerging from their talks, the Pope and President Obama posed for photographs while the President presented the First Lady and members of his staff.
This is Dennis McDonough. Your Holiness. His brother is a priest.
Gifts were then exchanged. The U.S. President presented the Holy Father with a stole originally belonging to St. John Neumann, while the Pope in turn presented President Obama a copy of his encyclical. Earlier, First Lady Michelle Obama and their children Malia and Sasha had been given a private tour of St. Peter's Basilica in the Sistine Chapel. At shortly after 5 p.m., the presidential family took their leave of the Pope and the Apostolic Palace, bound for Ghana, Africa. I'm Irene Lagan.
And my thanks there go to Irene Lagan for bringing us this report. Earlier in the day, Irene went and called on American journalist and well-known author John Allen, who, as we know, is an expert on all things Vatican. Let's listen to an excerpt from this conversation.
This meeting is particularly important, of course, because we are still at the initial stages of a new administration in the United States. An administration that seems full of promise in so many ways from a Catholic point of view on issues of economic justice, many of the same issues the Holy Father just raised in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate. Promise in terms of international relations, particularly a new opening to the Islamic world. Much of what President Obama said in his June 4th speech in Cairo picked up upon points that the Holy Father himself made when he was in the Holy Land in late May. but an administration that is also very challenging from a Catholic point of view on a whole range of other issues, particularly, of course, the life issues. And so precisely because there is so much promise and so much peril in some ways about this administration, I think this meeting takes on a kind of special significance.
What do you see as points of convergence or cooperation between the Obama administration and the Holy See that would be possible fruits of this meeting?
In terms of areas where there do seem to be a kind of meeting of minds, two that probably would be most topical. One would be the whole area of economic justice, trying to make sure that the restructuring of the global economy in the wake of the current crisis isn't just a matter of kind of technical quick fixes, but involves a kind of deep rethinking of the premises of economic life to make sure that the economy serves the welfare of the whole human community, and in particular, of course, the welfare of the poor and the vulnerable. I think another area would be trying to open a new chapter in the relationship between the West and the Islamic world. This is, in many ways, has become Benedict XVI's most important interfaith priority. While he was in Jordan, he talked about trying to put together what he called an alliance of civilizations between Islam and the West. And I think he clearly recognizes that in order to do that, some aspects of Western foreign policy, and particularly American foreign policy, have to change. And in some of the things that President Obama has either done or promised to do in that regard, I think strike the Vatican as quite promising.
And my thanks there go to John Allen, speaking there to Irene Lagan. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.